This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
R&B money! We up! Thanks. Jay Valentine, we are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
Woo! And this the R&B Money Podcast.
Yes, it is.
The authority.
Speak on it.
On all things.
Put a week on it.
Oh, R&B.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. We talking about longevity.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nigga done been here for a long time.
Long time.
Long time. Trippie been inside a long time ago, back in Africa.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
This boy sang it.
In the news.
In the news. Buckin' he write it. Buckin' naked, too. It goes.
You're
he,
welcome.
He perform it. He dance it. And then he get on the screen. And he acted, okay?
Yeah.
This boy always has a fresh hairline. I don't know how he does it. Been studying it for years. Working on mine. Give it up for my brother, Marcus Houston in the building.
Yeah.
MH.
I'm glad to be here. Finally.
Bro.
Yeah. I mean, you family, so, you know, it's good to see you.
Good
Thank
to see you,
you for being here with us, man. I want to go into a story.
Okay. So as we start, you getting right to it.
I'm gonna
Let's
kick
get right,
right off.
To it. Okay,
kick right off.
Let's go.
I just started doing R&B music, not singing it, but producing it. And writing it.
Okay.
For my ex-wife's sisters, they had a little girls group,
and it was three of them. Sing their tails mm-hmm. off, right? And so I was like, okay, I'll try, you know, try to produce a little R&B. And I used to do a little R&B music for them. And their manager at the time was a guy named Thaddeus Edwards, who was like, you know, role manager for Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Usher, like, you know, yeah. big guy, right? Uh-huh. So he was like, I got an opportunity for the girls to open for Immature, right?
Really?
So at the Baltimore Arena. Right. So at this time, I'm like, oh, okay, that'll be cool. Open up for Immature. That'll be straight. Mm-hmm. I had heard of you guys, but you know, I'm a church kid. You know, church musician, you know, ooh, I got all that. Yeah. You know, I got all the stuff with me. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, hallelujah. I got all that with me. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say like, that no more.
So most
that was
niggas
good. Okay. That was a different note.
So they're like, Immature. I'm like, yeah, they cool. You know, straight. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a good opportunity for the girls, though. It'd be good. Good opportunity for girls. Mm-hmm. So I make my little show track for the girls so they can perform, and they do some original stuff, and then they do the SWV cover, like all good stuff, right? And so, you know, they open, they do awesome, because uh-huh. we're from Maryland, and then one of the little girls, Fallon, she was actually from Baltimore.
Okay,
so they got mad love, major love, right? And so at this point, they're singing in front of the curtain.
Yeah.
Right? Because I had never done an R&B show.
Yeah.
I'd never done a big show like that. So I didn't know what that entailed. I didn't know what curtain, that was. Yeah, but I knew there was a curtain right there. Mm-hmm. And then they had space to do their thing.
Because there's a reveal.
And that's
for the major
artist. I didn't know.
The headline.
I didn't know. Curtain. But I was happy that they had the space that they had. And I was like, I wonder what's behind the curtain. Anyway. So they perform. And I'm like, all right, well, let's get out of here, girls. Good job. And they're like, you don't want to stay for Immature? I was talking to one of the band members, and he was like, man, that's a cool little track you made. I was like, it's a little show track, just things I do. You know, I work in churches here, local churches, you know, pretty big in the church circuit here.
So, the church game.
Yeah, you know, they know me. Appreciate it. What are you guys going to do? How does your stuff sound? He's like, we're going to do a little something. You like Immature? I said, I don't really know the guys. You know what I mean? I'm kind of into some different stuff, you know, John B. Key, Kim Burrell, those people. You know those people? Right? I'm being a full port purist, right?
Right.
Man. That's the DMV, too, though.
That's DMV, yeah.
That's the DMV.
That's where we are, right?
That whole area is like that.
And so, they're like,
one of our biggest markets.
Oh, absolutely.
No, they love R&B music.
Absolutely. No, no.
But they do it.
Yeah.
You better put that out there, too.
That was one of our biggest.
I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Sold out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, we're trying to leave, and I guess it's so much commotion in that back parking area. We're mm-hmm. blocked in. So we're like, who's blocking us in? It's a sold out concert. Ain't mm-hmm. no telling who's blocking us in. So we literally, they're trying to figure out who's blocking us in. Mm-hmm. At this time, we're like, all right, well, we'll just, you know, might as well just watch the show while we're sitting here blocked in or what have you.
Yeah.
And the intro starts. Mm-hmm. And I think the first song, All Right the Groove. Was that a thing? All Right the
Groove. Lover's Groove.
Lover's Groove? Was that the first one?
Lover's Groove. Yep.
Was that the first song?
That was the first song I think we intro with. Yep.
That's crazy. He still remembers y'all.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah. I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the intro. I'm like, oh, that's big. Mm-hmm. That's a big intro. Okay.
We had a whole band.
It started getting crazy. I'm looking at the musicians like, why does it sound like that? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boosh, explosion, the curtain falls, these three niggas come running out, nigga.
Yeah.
The crowd is going crazy, nigga. These niggas, these niggas are stepping, this nigga singing. I'm like, these little niggas is awesome. These little niggas is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know their songs, but I'm sitting here like this.
I remember that
these little niggas?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I had a gospel group, one of the biggest gospel groups like in that area.
Yeah.
And I was watching y'all perform and sing and dance and your showmanship. And it was so cold that I was like, as good as we can sing, as important as our message is, because we were a gospel group, we would never be able to follow you. We would never. And I said, guys, I went back to my guy, I said, guys, I just saw Immature. And they're like, and? I said, no, you don't get it. You don't get
it.
You don't get it. We have to change this up.
Yeah.
We got to, like, our entertainment value has to go
up.
Yeah.
Like, we have a great message. Why can't we talk about Jesus the way they talking about what they talking about? Why can't our showmanship or our sound,
yeah,
like, why can't it be like that for Jesus?
Yeah, you can't pelvic thrust for Jesus.
And, yeah, and you can't. Yes, you can.
Because we was pelvic thrusting.
You can. You think Jesus don't know about the pelvic thrust? You don't think that God invented the pelvis to be able to thrust and that he would get the glory in that in some way, shape, or form? Mm. Yeah. Mm. Let's get to it. Huh? And they looked at me like I was crazy. It was like, that's the flesh talking. Like, it's not the flesh.
So, immature got you kicked out the church.
Immature got me kicked out of the group.
Kicked out the group.
I said, look, whoever's, because we tried it. And then it did, I had dancers, tracks, everything. We tried
and it didn't work. Was, you know, that was a blessing in disguise because now, you know.
Well, at the time, I'm like, you guys don't see it, what I'm trying to do. And guess what happened? So, you know, I think I feel like I kicked them out of the group, but it was just me who was not in the group no more. So yeah, maybe so I got kicked out of the group. Maybe. whoever's a group, we practicing tomorrow. And I'll see you there.
He was the only one in practice. So, you know, maybe it just... It was a mutual decision. We'll call it that.
It wasn't. Oh. And so I was solo there on my own. And but that pushed me to
the flesh.
Want to be. It pushed my flesh.
Your flesh.
It pushed my flesh to want to be seen. Yeah. But guess what? As I'm saying, I wanted to do all of that when we talked about this before. Then all of a sudden, here comes Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
See? And I'm like, I told you.
GP.
I told you.
Because I was a GP fan.
I said, I told you that the Lord deserves that.
You know, it's entertainment.
You guys pushed me to that. You guys pushed me to develop in that way,
and
to be entertaining. And then I went and bought your music and started listening to your songs. And I was like, okay, first of all, I feel like they're adult. They're adults. They're midgets. Because we're the little people. They're little people because
get your terms
little
right.
Little people. Yeah, okay, because those were grown records.
You had no
business.
That's true.
Singing those records because those were sexy records.
And
you know what it is. Records.
It was crazy because when we started as Immature, we were signed to Virgin Records. We were like 8, 9 years old. We had the crazy hats. That was the flop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the little Asian
kid. That was
the
flop.
Half pint.
Hold on. Let's okay because I like where you're at. Go back before that to even how you get there. How do you get to being signed at 8 or 9 years old?
So here's exactly what happened. I did a talent show at my school, and you know, Chris was looking for a group to like kind of mirror ABC.
Hmm.
So, you know, he had produced for like BBD, he was friends with New Edition and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He came, because you know, Chris came up in the entertainment business. Okay. So,
and
he
Chris wanted, was saying,
Chris Stokes, he was saying he wanted to do a group kind of like ABC, mm-hmm. Jackson 5, that whole thing. So, he found me at my talent show. He had already had Rome, and we were looking for another member. We went through like a couple of other members or whatever, didn't work. And I had Half Pint, the little Asian kid that was in the group, he went to school with me. So I was like, you know, I got a kid, you know, one of my boys, you know, goes to school with me. We put him in the group. And my dad took me to meet at Chris's studio. So I was a huge ABC fan. Mm-hmm. Another bad career. You couldn't tell me nothing about ABC. Yeah. So I went, got a bucket hat. I told my dad, like, I got to, you know, dress like ABC. This is my chance. I don't know why I thought, because I was a kid. I thought I was going to be in ABC.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to be in ABC. This is my chance. So I went and get a bucket hat, got the mismatched shoes and the backwards overalls.
Mm-hmm.
Met with Chris at the studio. He asked me, you know, can you sing? I'm like, nah, not really. But I could dance though. Busted my dance moves. Did a little bit of singing, but I wasn't really that good. He was like, okay, you know, he talked to my dad. He was like, I'm putting together the group, whatever. Fast forward, I'm in the group. We Immature, cut to... We signed the Virgin Records.
How do you just get signed? Was it just his relationship?
Chris' relationships with Daryl Sutton. Mm-hmm. He was over at Virgin Records at the time. He signed us to Virgin. And it didn't work. You know, we tried a lot. We did. I did the movie Bebe's Kids because Chris was actually friends with the casting director, mm-hmm. Eileen Knight, got me the job, got me the audition.
And you playing like the main Bebe kid, too,
yeah,
right?
Khalil. Yeah, I was the one with the purple hat, and the purple hoodie. Yeah, oh, so that that with you know,
nigga, we here with the Bebe kids.
This is crazy.
That along with we did a soundtrack to Bebe's Kids, and then Jermaine Dupri. We worked with Jermaine Dupri, and you know, we got to do all these things, but it just didn't work. First album didn't work. That's why I'm like, that's the flop album. And what happened is we lost our deal with Virgin, and then Chris believed in us. And Half Pint, his parents were like, you know, well, we're used to him being in school 7 or 6 days a week in the Philippines. That's how they do it. So they were like, you know, they wrote us a letter or wrote Chris a letter and was like, if he can't do his school 6 days a week, actually go to school, he can't be in the group. So, of course, we had to take him out of the group. Mm-hmm. And that's where we found LBB.
I always wonder how y'all lost the Asian nigga.
Yep.
His parents, that's how.
The Asian.
Hey, listen, I'm black and Asian, so listen, I get my shit off.
He was like, so, I'm definitely so discriminatory.
I was wondering what happened.
That's what happened. They were like, you know, they wanted him to go to school. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, we don't want him to be, you know, if he can't make 6 days a week in public school, and we were like,
it's not even possible.
That you can't do
it's
that
not possible.
Without a tutor. So they took him out, and I'm like, well, my neighbor, they're right down the street from me, can play the drums. And that was LDB.
Wow.
Kelton. And we put Kelton in the group. But he was the drummer. It actually in our band because we had a kid band and we had it was like the whole Immature to Virgin Records days. It was like big. We did Arsenio Hall.
Was it Ty Dolla $ign in the band?
Yep, he was in the band.
Wow,
he was the bass player.
That's
or no, he was the guitar player. Yeah. Ray J was the bass player.
Who was the bass player?
Ray J was the bass player. Brandy was the background singer.
Ray J is always going to find his way into the story.
Ray J,
I don't care
bass
who's
player.
Here.
Brandy Norwood,
bass, my nigga,
was the background singer.
What?
Yep.
Wait, break that down one more time. So we get this right. In the Immature band.
In the Immature band,
Ty Dolla $ign
was the guitar player. Ty's dad was the orchestrator. He was the production manager of all of it.
Okay.
He did all of like band stuff. Ray J was the bass player.
Ray J the bass.
He didn't play bass though.
I was about to say, I don't think Ray J
he
plays
definitely,
bass.
Definitely was the gimmick. And we would perform and we'd be like, Ray J on the bass. And he would hit this note and he would like, boom. And he would do this run like, something like that. And that was his moment.
Yeah.
And then Brandy would do her thing.
Yeah.
So Brandy was a background vocalist. Ray J was the bass player. Ty Dolla was the guitar player. And Kelton was the drummer.
Yeah.
So then but Kelton would always get in the front of the pictures and he would like, you know, you could tell you wanted to be in the group. So I was like, you know, Kelton, just naturally step in to place. And then Chris put his money together and recorded a whole album on us. And that's the album, the I Don't Mind, Never Lie, all those.
Yeah.
Those. And we took it to Ernie Singleton at MCA and we got signed to MCA.
Shout out to Ernie Singleton.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Shout out to Ernie. And what year is this?
This is 92, I think.
Yeah.
I was 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah.
What was the first, what was the first single?
First single was Never Lie.
Never Lie.
Yeah.
Well, you niggas in like a tree or something?
We was in a tree with the beach.
You niggas in like a tree. That's all I remember. I'm like,
we was recording this song. And Chris was like, you got to give me more feeling. At that point, I'm like, I don't know what to,
Yeah, but that record, even a grown record.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lie to you again.
Yeah.
You niggas is lying at 12?
Right.
God, to girls?
That's all you do at 12.
I didn't know a lot of girls yet. I was still telling the truth.
You wasn't in his R&B.
Yeah, you wasn't there.
I wasn't there yet.
You
was
in church. You hadn't cracked my whip just yet, baby.
I ain't cracked my whip.
Your collar wasn't full.
Your collar wasn't.
Yep, so
I was like, how do they know? How do they know to not lie anymore?
And like literally going from like us trying all this stuff and not really being successful and then Never Lie hits. And we played it we debuted it in DC, WPGC, Washington, DC.
Yeah.
And it lit up, blew up. And from there on, it was pandemonium.
I was about to say pandemonium.
So at this point, you're Batman though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you Batman?
Well, there's another story to that.
This
I got
is
stories.
Be great. Yeah,
so
that's why
I used to tell this story.
That's why you're here.
So, right. So, we went to, remember the convention, BRE convention?
Of course.
Absolutely.
So, we went to the BRE convention. This is the Virgin days. And I'm in the hotel room. And, you know, our image was wild. We had, like, you know, before TLC, it was us. We was wild and crazy. Mm-hmm. All this is like crazy big hats and stuff like that. So I'm in the room. I'm getting dressed, and I put on my beanie, right? And I had my pair of Batman draws. I used to love Batman draws. The Batman was my favorite superhero. Don't ask me why I have my Batman draws and why I put them over my beanie, but I did. I'm like, this would be just crazy.
You put some da-dun-da-duns
over my beanie, okay, playing in the room, like, ah, ha, ha. We go out, and it was like, everybody was like looking. We caught a lot of attention because we was little kids, and I got Batman underwear in my head. And they're like, hey, you know, what's your name? And I'll just be like, Batman. That's how I started. Don't ask me why I did it. I don't know why I referred to the draws as my name, but I was just being funny, but it worked.
Great name.
It worked.
Batman
worked.
Was great.
It was bad. That was the beginning of Batman.
Okay, so what's the first major show you do where you see the effects of I Will Never Lie?
It was Constitution Hall, Washington, D.C.
Boy, you talking the right talk now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sold out show.
Who all was on it?
I don't even remember the opening act. I know we did a tour, and we had Usher as the opening act on one of our tours. We had Drew Hill as the opening act on one of our tours. Monica, like all these people that are just huge.
Yeah, because if you were either a teenage or young kid act.
Yeah.
You had to go on the road with Immature.
Yeah.
And because you knew that's where all the kids were going to be.
All the kids was going to be. Yeah. So, and we did Constitution Hall. And the level of, it was just crazy. Like, people was fainting. And it was just like, I remember when we were in Immature, when I was like 9, 10, we first got in Immature. I remember going to the grocery store. I grew up in the hood, you know, Baldwin Hills, Crenshaw Plaza. That was like my hangout spot. I would go over there and like whatever. So I would go to the grocery store, and I'd be like, I wonder if I'm gonna get noticed today. Never got noticed.
Right.
That whole time I would go to the grocery store, and I'm just like,
and wait on
it. Like, I'll wait like for somebody to be like, can I have your autograph?
Standing by the cookies a little too long.
I'm just like looking like, yeah, today is the day. It never happened.
You know if these are fresh Oreos? do you know?
Okay. But after Never Lie came out, after that album, I couldn't go.
You couldn't go.
Nowhere.
So did y'all ever, because I know you wanted to be in the group, did y'all ever get to perform with ABC?
No. We actually had beef with ABC.
Oh, man.
So the thing was, because we work with Jermaine and the whole crisscross
ABC thing. Because Inside Out.
It was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was natural. So then we did a video, Tear It Up, for the Bay Bay's kids, and we tore up the mental sign. Because I think Biv and everything, BBD and Bellwood,
ABC.
That was like, was mental, right? So we was, those was like our big brothers, crisscross. We was close to crisscross because Jermaine or whatever. So because of that, I think ABC didn't really like us. So
y'all picked this out.
Yeah, we chose. So we did this thing, and I remember we kids, and ABC was, they was bad. Like, they was another bad creation. It was not just their name. Like, they was they was
they wanted smoke. Kids.
They really wanted to smoke. So we do this little function somewhere, and they banging on us. Yeah. Like, we walked to the car, and they we was like, what?
Bro, I got Batman draws on my beanie, bro. Y'all want to
at the playground? I did the playground in my talent show. Playground, come on.
But wanted to get to
it. So we just never, you know what I'm saying? We never connected with ABC. So, you know.
And never got to do that show.
No, never did show.
Because that would have been a crazy show.
Oh,
just imagine.
It would have been.
ABC, Immature, and Crisscross.
And Crisscross.
Oh.
Yeah. You know?
That could have sold out arenas all around the world.
Yeah.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
They had a meeting with us to be on Sister Sister when they were doing a pilot, mm-hmm. but it didn't work out. So they were like, you know what? It doesn't work for the whole group to be on the show, but we want him to read for the role of Roger. Made it all the way to network, and I got the role of Roger. And then I seen Darlene on my way in to the audition. She was like, I'll put in a good word for you. So, you know.
That's their mom.
Yeah. So I think she might have put in a good word.
Yeah.
I hope she did. I don't know if she did or not, but you know, Darlene, thank you if you did put in a good word. I ended up being Roger.
How many seasons?
I did 4 seasons and then I left the show.
Okay.
Because I just didn't want to be, you know, it was difficult to be here with this huge, successful group and we're running things with the ladies and this and that. And then I have to come.
Get dissed.
To set. and be Roger. It was mentally, it was just kind of, it was
like, listen, in real life, I really got
but then I started, boy,
yeah.
I mean, me and Tia had a little something, you know, behind the scenes, you know, but I just felt like I didn't want to be old and be Roger. Like, I didn't want to be.
You want to be typecast?
Like, Jaleel White was what Urkel, I felt like, you know, I was like, I don't want to get to a point where I'm 18, 19, and I'm still playing Roger. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the executives and I was like, you know, do you mind writing me to be a little bit cooler? So then one season that like they had the cool Roger and it didn't end up, it didn't really work. And it was just like, it was just too much with that
kind
character.
Kind of how with Family Matters, Jaleel went in and wrote Stefan.
Yeah, exactly.
And had, he was able to establish another character.
And I wanted to do that, but it just didn't work with Sister Sister. It just couldn't work out, you know? So it was just like, I left the show because I didn't want people to remember that. And I know where I was going musically, is that's what I wanted first. Mm-hmm. That was my first love, and that's what I wanted to do. And I felt like it was getting in the way of my music.
So now you back Immature full time.
Yep.
And what's the movement?
We did another album, this big album, and then we kind of got stuck in that, you know, adolescence age where it was like my voice was weird. It was changing, and, you know, we were kind of like growing up, but then we like, you know, wasn't really kids no more. So it's not like the wow factor being, oh, these kids are talented. Yeah. Now they're teenagers, and it's kind of like, what are y'all gonna do now?
Right.
So that album didn't really do well. Journey, it's like, we want to kind of do something different. We want to change the name. And I think that might have been a mistake, because Immature was the brand, and we didn't realize that the name Immature was the brand. Mm-hmm. It's like Boys to Men. You know, and we changed the name to IMX. Mm-hmm. They came in, the whole MCA staff, okay, we love IMX. You know, we thought about like, I'm Mature or this and that, but, you know, I changed to IMX, and then we put out Stay the Night. Mm-hmm. So we kind of crossed. That was our first time really crossing, other than Never Lie, crossing into, like, you know, crossover, crossover pop. That was a huge pop single, Stay the Night. And it was working. So we was like, okay, we weathered the storm.
We figured it out.
We figured it out. Gold single, you know, did really good. We crossing over. The whole label gets fired.
That happens.
Everybody gets canned. Our album gets put on the shelf. No more singles. And we ended up leaving MCA at that point. And then we did another independent album. That's when we did House Party 4. Then it did another independent album, which was we came out with First Time.
I'm not gonna let you breeze over House Party 4 though.
House Party 4?
No. I'm saying
you're not gonna let you skip.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, House Party 4 was a classic.
Yeah. No, it's fucking classic.
Yeah, you gotta talk.
And Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Well, that's three.
Tucker.
No, that's three.
No.
Bernie Mac, Chris Tucker, that's three. So that was
three. Yes.
Yeah, that was.
So you had already done three.
We had already done three. Yeah, because three was like when we were still virgin days.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay.
So actually, that was before,
because it threw
we
me
were
off.
Successful.
Back to it. Asian nigga in House Party 3.
He's in House Party 3.
Yeah. Same time, man. Yeah, I don't know you, man.
You're so stupid.
And what was it? Was it Sex is a Weapon?
Sex is a weapon. Yep. So yeah, House Party 3 was before
No. You niggas actually went and made your own House Party 4.
Our own House Party.
Now it's all clicking now. These niggas took the movie.
Yeah. So we just, you know. And we signed a New Line Records, came out with a couple records that did.
Wait. Like, as in New Line Cinema?
Yeah.
Had a record label?
Yep.
Wow. New Line Records. That.
So that's how y'all was able to negotiate the movie.
Yep. So New Line Records put out.
Oh, yeah. Y'all been doing business. Yeah.
That was the beginning era of B2K. That's where they start coming into the picture.
So what most people don't realize, you were a part of the label.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you were Marcus Houston, Batman from Immature and IMX, but you were also an executive.
Yes.
You were instrumental B2K. In discovering acts.
Discovering, put together.
And putting together projects and this whole thing at, what, 18, 19 years old?
Yeah, it's about, yep. We produced, we had our producing team, Platinum Status, we produced all of B2K's music. You know, we had a couple of acts that, you know, we produced on Destiny Child. Like, it was, we were going into that, you know, going into the production aspect of things. And when we put B2K together, they were kind of like, you know, they were actually in, we did a song called Clap Your Hands for the soundtrack of House Party, and they were in the video. That was like their introduction. So we put them out. They took off so fast, it wasn't even funny. Like, so I remember, so Immature, we were the kings, right? We were like, you know, it's Immature. It's our IMX, house, yeah. IMX now. You know, we're going, house, yeah. We going on tour.
We
right?
big guys.
We go on tour with B2K. The first show, it's our tour, right? First night, they performed and shut it down. We were last. We tried to go. We tried to go last. And that was the last night that we went last. The first night. Turned into the B2K tour. They completely took off. We was just like, just, can y'all scream? Y'all done screaming, huh? Y'all screamed out.
Y'all was Jordan on the Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, they went on and took over that whole, you know, so we had to, but we're businessmen. You know,
hell
you
yeah,
know, we own it, so no problem. The bigger you guys are, great. You know, so we went with it.
I think that's the other part about you guys' dynamic and network that people don't really pay attention to, mm-hmm. right? Because everything you guys do is in house.
Yeah,
literally
ownership and everything.
Everything
on everything. Yeah,
like at one point, Kelton was the road manager.
Yeah,
for was it B2K? Was it
B2K? Rome was my road manager at one point.
No,
DJ road manager for me is Jay.
Y'all didn't go get nobody else. Y'all was like, you know what? Listen.
That's when I was at Motown. I'm like, wait.
Immature thing.
Yeah. All right, cool.
It's cool, uh-huh. but this is how we going to keep the bread
That's right.
turning and circulating.
Yeah.
You are now a road manager, okay? You assistant manager.
No ego involved.
And you're
at
the executive.
No.
And everybody was like this, cool, let's work.
Yeah. Yep. I remember I was Max Goose came to a photo shoot. B2K was having a photo shoot, and I was ironing their clothes. And Max looks at me like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm ironing the clothes. What do you think I'm doing? These boys is about to be huge. You know, this is my group. What do you expect me to do?" And he was so appalled by that. And he was like, "But you're." I'm like, that doesn't matter. You know,
matter.
Because at the end of the day, you know, we all knew what B2K was going to be. So it was just like everybody hands on deck. I mean, you can either watch the train just go on without you, or you can jump on the train.
Be part of it.
Absolutely.
Be part
of it. Yeah. It's just being of service, bro.
Yeah.
There's always a way to be a part, to play your part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's called checking your ego.
Just checking at the door. I will do anything when it comes to music.
Yeah.
It's just what y'all need to keep working. Sure. No problem.
Yeah, when you passionate about something, that's
I
what
love
it,
music.
That's what it is. Yeah.
But the way you guys set your business up at whatever high or whatever low you were in, mm-hmm. that you were figuring out a way to keep you in it and keep money
Absolutely.
In your pocket.
That's true.
Keep you growing. Keep you evolving.
Yeah.
So now probably by 20 years old, you know every facet of the business.
Everything.
Every facet.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. I mean, I could do it all.
You know? It was very much like the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The weigh-ins,
absolutely.
There's always a grip with that same last name, a producer,
it's
an
gonna be
actor.
A weigh-ins.
It's going to be a weigh-ins.
It's going to be a weigh-ins. Yep. And me and because Jarrell's my cousin, J-Book. He's we're blood cousins. So he still works with our company and everything. So we was talking the other day, and we were saying like how we was like the weigh-ins, like coming up. We was like them, you know. The Wayans of music.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like what we were. And people hated that. You know, people would always hate. You know, people would always be, you know, in their ear saying, right. oh, y'all don't, you know what I'm saying? People hate.
Bring this person in.
Yeah, they love to hate what they don't understand.
Of course.
You know, and they want to break it up. And I felt like that us, B2K, that whole powerhouse could have been so much bigger had they not broken up.
Hmm.
Definitely. So.
Well, I mean, we still have to get to a classic film.
We can get to that classic film.
Can we?
I got a funny ass story too.
You got served. Can we go
to You Got Served?
I got a funny ass story.
You go first,
please.
So you got served,
please.
Here we go.
At this time, I have a production partner.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Wade Robson.
Oh, okay.
Me and Wade did NSYNC together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he's like, I'm a part of a movie. but I'm not part of a movie. Right? So I'm like, what?
Okay.
Right? No, so listen, you get this side of it, right?
Yeah.
So at the time, Wade was trying to get in film and television stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess he had met some high level executive, whoever the guy who green lit the movie.
Yeah.
Randomly. Uh-huh. And when they introduce him to Wade, he's like, you know, somebody else introduced him. They're like, uh-huh. you know, this is Wade Robson. He goes, oh, Wade, you're in my movie. And Wade goes, I am. So him and the executive have the conversation. He don't really know what he's talking about, but he's uh-huh. like, listen, this is the head of a movie studio. Uh-huh. If he says I'm in his movie,
I'm in his
damn movie. Right. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, but I don't know what's going on. So I'm trying to figure out how to ask what movie it is without putting it on blast.
What I'm getting paid.
I don't know what fucking movie you're talking about. Right.
So
it's two sides of the truth.
You got served. Let's just go to you got served.
Okay.
You got served. Let's get some of that going.
First of all, thank you. Thank you.
Get some of that going.
Thank you. Because.
Fucking
that,
classic.
That movie.
My kids love you,
so,
got served.
So how that started is he started writing scripts long time ago. House Party was his first movie that he'd actually directed. He was like, I directed all these music videos. I want to direct House Party 4, the one we did on our mm-hmm. own. So
he was
like,
stole.
Yeah, you know, we stole that franchise.
We'll get y'all album if y'all give us that movie.
So he wrote a movie called Dance that was for Aaliyah, Dave Scott, and Ginuwine. Which is why my name is Elgin, why Amari's never name is Dave, and why Jennifer's name is Leah.
Wow. Okay, kept all the characters.
And the opposing team was Wade and Max. Mm-hmm. So it was actually for Wade Robeson. Wade choreographed our videos way back. We did a Good Burger soundtrack. I was in the movie Good Burger. We did a Good Burger soundtrack. Watch me do my thing.
Just bars. Yeah.
Nigga's whole childhood.
Yes. So Wade.
We've known you forever. Without knowing you.
Yeah. You know, Wade choreographed our video. Mm-hmm. He was our choreographer, Dave Scott, who choreographed B2K, was also our choreographer. So that's who he wrote the movie Dance for. Cut to 7 years. That didn't happen. I don't know. You know, he reached out to Ginuwine, Wade. It didn't happen. Cut to 7 years later, you know, B2K was with Sony Records, and Sony was like interested in doing the project. They sent him to Screen Gems, which is the executive over at Screen Gems, to do the movie. They're like, we want to do the movie. We're going to send you on the Screen Gems. It's our subsidiary company that does these budgets. We're going to make the movie happen. The executive, and this is a story even B2K weren't aware of back in that time. So, because I wasn't supposed to really be, you know, the character, mm-hmm. Elgin, but the executive said he Chris showed him my video to that girl because of all the dancing. All mm-hmm. He's like, this is kind of how I want to do it. And, you know, he was like, who's that? I want him to be the star of the movie. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Right away. He was like, I want whoever that kid is, I want him to be star of the movie. So that's how I got the role of Elgin. And then, so we did it as a project with all of us, B2K. Omari, of course, chose David. Boo was Rico. We did all the characters and everything like that. But like I said, originally that movie was for Dave Scott, Aaliyah, and Ginuwine, and Wade. So we took it to Wade when we were doing it with Sony. Mm-hmm. And Chris was like, you know, I want you to do this movie. You got served and played a bad guy. And I guess he didn't want to do it at that point. I don't think he was trying to act or whatever. So he turned it down. So we actually got Chris Jones with the spiky hair to be the Wade.
To be Wade-ish.
Wade-ish.
Yeah. He was very Wade.
Very Wade. You know, so that's how that character came, and then we did the movie, and so they were like, oh, okay, Sony, you guys did this subsidiary movie with these kids. Who cares? Nobody thought it was going to. Right. They was like, okay, so whatever. So Chris went in and said, okay, look, he negotiated deals for all of us, for him, me, and all of B2K. For box office bumps. And what a box office bump is, for people that don't know, mm-hmm. if a movie hits a certain number, sure. you get
more money. Check.
You get more money.
So at 10 million, every 10 million, he negotiated this astronomical number that we would get at 10 million. And they said yes, because they were like, this movie
is never going to
see 10 million. See 10, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It saw 50. So
five times.
You know, five times
we got paid. So it was, so when it, and it was just, you know, it was crazy because when the movie, when we went to the premiere, that's when the group broke up. We went to the premiere, me and O had to go to the premiere by ourselves. Like the group, they came with like Bow or something like that. It was like, you know, it was.
B2K had broken up
by the time the movie came out. Oh, shit, so it was, okay, it was whack because we had to go to the premiere and we couldn't really all enjoy the moment together. And, you know, it came out and I mean, just.
Flew.
Huge. No one expected another number one movie. It debuted at like 16 million. Back then, that was like crazy.
How much did the movie cost?
8 million was the production budget.
So the movie ends up making over $50 million.
Over $50 million. Yep.
Wow.
So we was just like.
It's great business.
It was crazy. It was great business. It was
great. And I'm sure all of the the business was leaning in you guys' favor.
Absolutely.
Again, because they didn't think there was no belief. There's no reason for them not to do.
I think it was like some really big other movies that was coming out. Nobody knew it was going to be big, and it came out and was just astronomical, and it you know, started all these other dance movies. And
yeah. And Wade did a cameo.
Yeah, and Wade ended up doing a cameo.
Yeah, and he did a cameo.
He played the judge. In
what a movie.
Yeah.
What a movie.
And it was crazy because so the final scene, the final battle scene, it was crazy because we had rehearsed. We, you know, Chris hadn't seen it yet. He had seen a couple of rehearsals, but like Dave and we all kind of got together. So we was like, okay, cool. We're about to shoot the scene or whatever. Everybody's like, amped for the scene. It's like the final battle. We like, woo, it's about to go down. Because, you know, like everybody was still battling in their own right. Yeah. Like we was, mm-hmm, we mm-hmm. was still like.
It was a real thing.
It was a real thing. Yeah. Like even though it was scripted to who lost and who won, it was still real. So we do the final battle. Chris says, cut. He walks up to us, said, Dave, come here. He was like, that was horrible. That was trash. I can't end my movie with this. So he said, y'all figure something out because it has to be better than this. So we was like, oh, okay. Because we thought we killed it just now. But we was like, oh, I guess it didn't work. So then a couple of dancers, you know, we get together, Dave gets together. He was like, all right, I'm going to put this piece. So that ending battle ended up being real because neither side knew what was coming.
Oh, okay.
So that's it ended crazy. Up being a real battle, and that's why it was so explosive at the end, because that was real. So we was like, even like the slow-mo part,
yeah,
dude came to us, he was like, all right, I got this idea, I've always wanted to try it. He was like, so when I do my cartwheel or I do my handstand, I'm gonna go slow motion, and everybody just starts moving slow motion. So he told us to do that on the fly. So all of that stuff was like, that was all like, you know, it wasn't really, some of it was choreographed, but most of it was like just, you know, us kind of like.
Had some monster dancers in that movie.
Niggas was getting big.
Going.
No, niggas was
all
big.
The monsters were in that
Everybody.
Movie.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
All yeah. The, yeah.
Everybody and I think that's what really, really drove it, the authenticity of
it. Yeah, it was because everybody was everybody.
Because it's like your peers were like, oh no, that's the real thing. Like,
they're gonna
show time. These things are really,
it was legit.
These things are really happening.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, C-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-K-A.com.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Let's get to naked.
Okay. Story time.
Let's get to... Oh, yeah. So, I'm in the back. Okay, you go first.
Okay, so naked. So we I'll start with I did my first solo album. So IMX, we broke up on tour, actually. We broke up on tour.
Sick of this shit. Peace.
It was the last show in Miami. We was on tour with B2K. And, you know, the fellas just kind of wanted to, you know, do something. Kelton was more like, I just don't want to be entertaining. I want to be regular. I just want to just do regular stuff. I'm tired of the entertainment. Rome was like, you know, I want to do more rap. You know, I'm not really interested in like being an R&B singer anymore. I want to rap.
Well, cool. Forget so you.
I'm like,
don't want to be with the R&B no more. That's what I see. So
it was like, you know, I was a little salty at first because I was like, you know, a year prior, I had, you know, JD wanted to do my solo album. Mm-hmm. And this was right after IMX, the New Line album. And I said no. So I was loyal to the guys. So I was like, I don't want to go solo. I'm still in the group. Cut to a year later, they're like, I don't want to do the group. I felt like, well, y'all could have told me.
Y'all could have told me.
Right. Yeah. Could have told me that a year ago.
You could have told me one of the greatest producers of all time.
JD, she wanted to do my solo album. Y'all could have told me that then. Now I can't go back.
Right.
JD, we can do it now. Nah. Anyway, so did the first album. Come down to the second album. First album was it did well. You know, it
was it independent?
No, it was on Electric.
Okay.
But it reintroduced me as, you know, a solo artist. It did well, you know, it was good. We had clubbing. That was a single off that album. Mm-hmm. And I did really well. Kels, you know, he had his run and I was part of that run with clubbing. So the second album, we was like, all right, where are we gonna go? So we sit down. Omari was actually in the studio with Underdogs, recording with Underdogs. He had also went solo. So now there's this, I don't want to do nothing like my brother. I don't want to do nothing like Omari. I want him to have his own lane and I want to have my own lane. If we do anything alike, it's going to be like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want that. So Chris is like, are you sure the Underdogs are dope? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, I don't want to work with Underdogs. Only because O was working with him. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with the talent of the Underdogs or anything like that. Love Damon and Harvey. I didn't know you was over there at that point. But, you know, I was like, cool. I don't want to do nothing that Omari's doing. So a couple weeks later, he comes back to me. He's like, okay, I really think that you should go in and work with them. And I was like, all right, I trust you. If you feel like, as long as they can, you know, we can do some different stuff, I don't want nothing like, oh, so I want to do some different stuff. I want to do some nasty stuff then. So I get on the phone. I think I got on the phone with Damon and I was like, these are three titles that I want to do. Naked, Sex With You, and like one other title, something like that. He's like, all right, cool, I got you. So I go to the studio and was it, I always seem to fall in love at the strip club.
Yeah.
That was the first song they played for me.
Yeah.
And I recorded it, right?
Yep, you did record it.
But I was like, that's, I don't go to the strip club. I've been to one strip club in my life. Like, that's not me. I want to be authentic. I don't go to the strip club. It just really wasn't working for me. And then they played me the one.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was Naked.
Yeah.
And Tank was in his room. You know, he had the little room in there. And he comes out and plays it for me. And I was like, that's what I want to record right there. That was it. And you know, and we left your vocals on there too.
Listen, I don't mind being the background singer.
Had to leave the vocals on there.
I don't mind.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it all. I was never going to work with the Underdogs, and you know, Chris just kept convincing me, like, you know, I feel like this is, you know, what you need, and it ended up being what I needed.
And then you guys go on the road. Was that a Scream tour?
Yep.
Yes.
That was a Scream tour.
Mm-hmm. That was a Scream tour.
And you're on the Scream tour.
The box.
And I'm like, I didn't know how old you were at the time. I never know how old you are. I've felt like you've never turned an age. Or like somehow, I've never known.
I'm 41.
He's always been.
41.
I feel like he's always been 18. Like,
just that's it.
That's it.
That's 18.
Like piece of Peter Pan type shit.
No, I feel like it.
And so when he was going on the Scream tour, I was like, but how old is he? I don't understand how old he is.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
So you go on the Scream tour.
What city did you go to?
I went to a couple cities.
I went to Oakland. I'll tell my Oakland story after.
And, okay. And I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, he about to do Naked. I wonder what he going to do on Naked. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it would be crazy if he got naked, but I'm sure he's not going to get naked in front of all these kids.
And
he's getting naked.
I got naked in front of all the kids.
He threw his drawers out in the crowd.
So, yeah, we had the Naked box because the video, I was naked, obviously.
Yeah.
So we wanted to recreate something kind of like the video.
Yeah.
So we came up with the Naked box with the little MH hiding, whatever. And, I was like, you know, throw the drawers off. So I had to get a new pair of drawers every show. Throw the drawers off.
Good. Did you go the economical route and like go to Target and grab the drawers, or did you like go get designer?
No, we went to Target.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're throwing
Target drawers.
Hey man.
And this,
they just wanted the drawers.
So did you put a little scent on them?
I have a story.
Okay.
Of course you did.
This story?
Of course you did.
This is not a good story.
Oh, shit.
So, it's not a good or a bad story. It's a story. So, you know, when you go on tour, there's pranks.
Yeah.
Right? There's always going to be a prank.
Yeah.
So I bought, for the most part, every show, I had a brand new pair of drawers. But there was this one show that the drawers were not brand new.
Okay.
So I would actually get dressed in my backstage with the robe, get dressed, put the drawers on, then throw them off, right? I had something else under it, though. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right. I wasn't butt naked on stage. So one day I decided to prank my dancers and prank whoever caught the draws. So I was in these draws all day. And when it came to do the naked song, so I was sweaty, just whatever they had, these draws.
This nigga threw hoop draws.
So I threw my draw, my real draws. Nigga
wouldn't play the game at 21.
Oh no, I was all over the place before the show. I was all over the place before the show, doing everything I could possibly do.
What the fuck, man?
King of the hill
and
draws.
And I threw the draws out. I don't even remember what city it was, but I threw my real draws. So then my two dancers would come in and put the robe on me. So they came in to surprise, because normally I would have on like the little draws under the draws. I was free balling. So they came in like, oh, okay, you really threw the draws out.
Hey!
So whoever got those draws.
Those was the real
ones. Those was the real.
Sorry
the
about
real that. Draws. I don't know, man, who caught them.
Them was the planters.
They probably wanted to throw them back.
All bad, bro.
So, yeah, that's
cool. Give me Oakland.
So, Oakland.
Yeah.
My sister calls me. And she's like, I need you to take all the kids.
To
the scream tour.
All the kids.
Said,
of course.
All of them?
Yeah.
At this time, I had the City Boy Van, is what we called it. Because that was the name of my label, City Boys Music.
Right.
And we had a van that was 12 pack. You know, I didn't bought the full.
The 15 pack.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to go out.
We didn't wrap it. It's a vehicle wrap on it, the whole shit, right? Me and all little girls. Yeah. And all my nieces and their friends.
Take them to the scream
tour. And we get to the show, and I'm like, I want to give them the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I called O, made sure we were straight with everything.
Yep.
Got us all the meet and greets, got us all everything we need.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it. Bye. Right? So we get there early, the whole shit. By getting there early,
mm-hmm.
we catch the opening act.
Who opened?
There were these four kids from Florida.
Talk about them.
Four kids from Florida.
Called Pretty Ricky.
Lord Jesus. Oh, wow. Oof.
I've never heard of them.
Mm.
The lights go out. The lights come back on. The lights are pointed at the stage of Sheets. What the fuck? The Sheets start fucking the stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the...
Yeah, Pretty Ricky. They had a nasty show.
Yeah.
Them niggas jump up and they're in their drawers. Singing Grind on
grind
Me.
Grind on Me. Taking time, taking time on me.
Six little girls here, five little girls there. I'm like, get your ass up. Make them go to the concession stand.
Yeah, I got in a little bit.
Run them out of the building so they can go get concessions. Nigga, I'm talking about I didn't spend $400-$500
concession stand
on whatever they want. All the candy and popcorn, whatever you want, these niggas get off the stage.
Yeah.
Because, I think Mario was on that tour too.
Yeah, Mario.
So I got Mario performing How Could You. We got Omarion performing, and I'm trying to. So I'm like, I'm showing off to my nieces. Yeah. Like, look at the records, your uncles. We've been a part of some cool shit. No.
Yeah.
Then I take them back downstairs. Naked box.
Naked box.
Bring your ass back here to get some more concessions.
Popcorn on me.
Yeah, we did. I actually, last show, Michael Martin came to me and was like, was in Miami. He was like, if you do the naked box,
you might get
arrested tonight. So just
wish they would have arrested your ass and
just so you know. So I didn't do the whole naked box. I think I kept on a tank top or something like that. I had to do something because I was like, I ain't going to jail. That's,
you should have went to jail.
That Bobby Brown.
You could have got right out.
I would have got right out.
Legendary. Yeah,
you got bail money.
Yeah. I didn't want to go to jail. Not in Miami.
Had those photos of you.
Yeah, yeah, nah, I got some homies in the jail in Miami.
Get off.
With just your drawers on.
Get off.
That's what he's going to do when they grab it.
Get off.
They put their hands on you.
Put their hands on you. I tried to.
Was it like?
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Get your little piano like that.
Get your little piano like that.
Get your little piano like this.
Yeah. Yeah. And what should they sing when they get the piano?
Well, yeah, what should they sing?
He ain't never been to no school.
Never been to no school.
Well, at least
school.
He was, but they
ain't no piano school.
He left early.
Yeah, he left. He left the group.
He was a one and done.
So we can get to MH's segments.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's segment time.
Okay.
With MH. Top five. Your top five.
Okay.
Top five. R&B singers. R&B songs. Ooh. R&B. Your top five. Imagine top five.
Top five.
No school for that.
It sounds like
it. Sounds like image.
So this M-H. Top five, yeah, like top five, one, R&B, two, three, four, singers. Five, no can order. It be a tie?
No,
it's not an order.
Just five.
No order at all.
No order.
No order.
Dead or alive.
And it's just today.
Man or woman.
How you feeling today?
Oh, man or woman. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They could be in a group. They could be solo. Whatever.
It's all you. Your world.
Okay. Tank. Oh, you're in my top five. Ask anybody that knows me. They'll tell you that.
GS300. Top five.
Tank.
I'm knighting y'all.
Sean Stockman.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys.
Wanye.
Why not? It's a problem right now, still to this day, in his full chest.
Uh-huh. I hate him. Full.
Hate him.
Chest to this day. Usher.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Go and get out to Vegas.
I need to.
Yeah.
I need to. Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Whew.
Now there's no order.
Yeah.
This is my top five.
Wow. Okay.
You feel good about yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. MH's top five.
You know what I'm saying?
MH's top five. Top five R&B songs.
Okay, so let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Burn.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Naked.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Y'all listen.
Go get. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
There it is. Come on, Ethan. Come on. Shit.
Yeah.
The sun don't come up till morning.
Yeah.
Sun don't come up till morning. So tonight has no excuse.
He's a pro. Yeah. He's a professional. Okay. Make it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, Walk Away, which you probably don't know. It's on my first album. A song called Walk Away.
I'm gonna go back and listen to that.
So that was the joint that you was in love with.
Kenny Whitehead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll go back and see that.
Walk Away.
Walk Away.
First album.
What's the name of the album?
MH.
MH. Go.
Mm-hmm. I Believe I Can Fly.
Wow.
Does that count as R&B though?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Because I'm assuming.
Don't give that to nobody else. Okay. But us.
That's what I thought.
Flowers.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's four, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. On bended knee.
This is all timers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such disrespectful chord structures in that. Mm-hmm. Very, and melodies.
Very.
Give me the reason.
When last time you been to a Boyz II Men concert?
Never have.
What?
And that's my favorite group of all time. Never been to a concert.
Oh, I didn't been to hundreds.
I just opened up for them at the Barclays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I
go to as many Boyz II Men concerts as I can.
No, I got on. I did my thing. I did my set.
Mm-hmm.
When we titties out.
At a Boyz II Men, you know what?
No, I opened for them. They were multiple acts on the tour. Anyway, I'm going to do Tank.
Respect. Okay?
Tank has to do
the
Tank.
The lineup.
Yeah, they got to get in shape. So,
shit.
I came out there and I did what I do. Mm-hmm. I shook the crowd.
Yeah. Okay.
Shook their asses tank. Up. That's made tank. Them nasty. All horny.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Boyz II Men came on stage.
And fully erased, clothed.
Fully clothed.
Fully
clothed. And erased everything.
A little older.
That it had, listen, they had erased everything that happened before they got on stage.
Yeah.
Nothing yeah. else mattered.
Mm-hmm.
There was an artist that was supposed to go after them. We'll talk about that.
No, nope.
Voltron.
Hmm.
Now that's...
Here we go. No, here we go. That's... So I want to know. We'll give you time to think.
Mm-hmm.
You're a pro. I know you're ready, but just... You're Voltron. Who you getting the vocal from? The performance style, the styling,
mm-hmm.
and the passion, the heart of the artist. Who are you getting the vocal from to build your artist? Mm.
Who going to be the lead singer?
Mm-hmm.
I would give that to Michael.
Why not?
No, I would.
Why not?
Why not?
As Why not?
Should.
Yeah.
As you should.
As you should.
Yeah, that's Michael. He's going to take that one.
Michael had the ability to create a style.
Mm-hmm.
A style of yep. singing.
Mm-hmm. And,
and many have tried.
Yeah, and it's not.
Doesn't happen.
Cannot it's be duplicated.
I wish a nigga would go fast on a song.
There's a couple niggas that did that. Couple niggas that have, but.
I wish a nigga would.
Don't sound the same.
Chadlude! I wish you would say Chadlude.
You can't say Chadlude.
Chadlude! Chadlude! You can't.
You can't say Chadlude.
You can't say Chadlude.
Chadlude!
A facha. Okay.
Yeah. My daughter says, "Hacha." Facha when she hits me. So maybe he just draws up. You know.
He's a man of the arts.
Yeah.
Who are you getting the performance style from? I already know you want to say.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
I do.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Really?
Performance style.
Style?
On stage, yeah. Who are you going to give to your Voltron artist?
Chris Brown.
Ooh.
You didn't know that. You ain't know that. You thought you knew that.
It's,
you thought he was going to say Mike.
It's in the same family. Yeah, right. It's 1A and 1B. Is he nasty? Okay. I just can't. Boy.
Breezy is a problem.
Yeah, wrong yeah, with
he's
him.
A problem.
He's a problem.
He's a problem.
Styling. The drip of the artist.
I would give that to Chris.
Mm.
He's had some good.
He's drippy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some good.
It's
good background with that.
It's five racks of drip.
Yep,
man.
In his dressing room,
mm-hmm.
he got all of it.
He
all
refuses to be boxed in,
mm-hmm.
on any standpoint, musically and style wise.
Yeah,
right.
He does it all.
Absolutely,
and it all works.
Yep.
Never seen an artist like that.
Yeah.
All right. The passion of the artist, the heart of the.
The heart of the artist.
Got that shit make you do wrong. Mm.
Kales?
Mm.
I know that might be, you know, everybody.
Hey,
get,
man, this is your episode.
The R&B money podcast.
This is R&B money.
We're talking about R&B music.
That heart, I don't think there's an artist to me ever that actually had that
passion
of,
yeah,
you know, and was able to get it out. Doing music,
I mean, where
like Kales.
Who was we all trying to get it from?
Kales.
I like what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like what you did there, but you're not done.
You definitely ain't done.
Mm-mm. Oh, we're not done.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You can't leave here without.
Uh-oh.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names where you was, who you with, what you did. Don't say shit.
ain't saying no nay.
Gotta end it with the high. So the story time, right?
So we're going, hey, relax, man.
He stay ready. I just don't want to. Guns loaded.
It's a good one.
Guns loaded.
It's a good one.
No. Listen. So okay. I'm going to give you the breakdown. So make sure it's a good one.
Okay.
Story. Mm-hmm. Funny or fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Or funny and fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Your travels.
Mm-hmm.
It's Marcus Houston. Mm-hmm. Batman. Mm-hmm. I mean, Batman. Mm-hmm. There have been many in the movies, but in this community,
it's only been one Batman. That's right.
You him.
That's right.
You him. So this is Marcus Houston. The legend.
Mm-hmm.
Understand. Mm-hmm. Understand the man that we got in the building today. Mm-hmm. This is his I ain't saying no names.
Yeah. So, this is a good story. Okay. So, I'm in the story though. So, can I say my name?
Yeah. You can say your name.
So, we.
You going to go third person on us?
Yeah, I can go third person. So.
Might as well.
Batman is in a group. And Batman didn't really know the industry that well.
Okay.
He was a kid that was very wishful, and he thought it was glamorous, and he grew up thinking that it might have been real. There may have been some real people in the industry, but he found out quick that this industry was very fake, and I'll tell you how he found that out. So, remember when I told y'all earlier, somebody paid for the album, we did the album, took it to a label,
mm-hmm.
got signed through a guy that was the person at the label.
Mm-hmm.
He signed it, the group. So when the group, you know, you go to do your press day, go to New York, gotta go to New York.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Gotta go to New York. Meet the company. Back then, most companies was in New York. That was like the, you know.
Yeah. That's how you knew you had made it.
Yeah, you go to New York.
Yeah.
So the group goes to New York, meets one of the head guys of the label. The group's nothing yet. So walking, you know, you're doing the meet and greets, you gotta walk around the company, you gotta, you know, meet this person, meet that person. Guy treats them like complete trash. Like almost get out of my office trash. Like, who are you guys? Despicable, right? We go away. You know, heads hanging low, kind of like, wow, that was, you know, head of the label. You know. Go away, song comes out, group pew, explodes. Go back to New York. Now the group is big. Goes to the same person's office, and he says, hey, it's my sons. Come on in here,
family
guys.
Now.
My sons, how you guys doing? We was like, wow, that's what that's about, huh? Okay, cool. So I never forgot that, because it was an effed up story.
Yeah.
And I never forgot, because I was like, you know, you treated us like dog crap. And now it's like we your sons and we family. So that just kind of just taught me a little bit about, you know, just watch it a little bit.
And that was early, because that was said group's first hit record.
Yep. So it was very early. But I learned something, you know. I learned that's how the industry is. And you got to, the people that you choose to be in your circle, stick with that. Yeah. And that's your core.
Let that be your
motivation
core.
And understand the rest
is what
fluff,
it is.
You know. So, yeah, that's my story. Hope it was a good one.
Listen,
been there.
That's a story that they need to know in the music
period.
Because mm-hmm. that's a very real thing.
And I've had to tell people not to take it personal.
That's true.
Like, listen, you're not hot.
Yeah. So.
Listen.
I've been there.
So.
Right. You're not hot. Oh.
We got a surprise.
Okay.
We got a little surprise. Man wants to bring this in for Tank.
Oh, shit.
So. Tank Durrell, Tank Babs Senior.
Durrell! Yeah!
The Naked album is officially certified gold. And just so you know, you gotta pay for these.
Hell yeah, you do.
Come on,
so
man.
So I bought my guy.
Oh, man.
And I even let you unwrap it.
Yeah.
Just another plaque to add to you.
Half a million copies.
You know,
that's
saying?
It. You know what I mean?
Copies.
This is
real.
We sold them. Yeah, we sold them.
Yeah, this ain't single.
Yeah,
this album.
That's the album. Oh, that's great, bro. Congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you. Congratulations to you too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I had left the Underdogs by the time y'all deal naked, so I was already gone.
You had just left them.
Yeah, I would have been on that.
Oh, really?
God damn it. Yeah.
He was in Underdogs.
Yeah, he upstarted.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to thank. I'd like to thank, first of all, Marcus Houston for being a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
For such amazing art.
Thank you.
Being receptive.
Thank you very much.
To just what I was trying to do at the moment. Just trying to be creative. Trying to be musical.
And trying not to be poor.
It worked.
And trying not to be poor. Shout out to Harvey Mason Jr. who saw the vision as well.
Mm-hmm. Big Harv, what up?
You know, help me finish that track and that song. And, you know, all of my guys up there, Lil Steve and Eric Dawkins, Tony Dixon. Jay was gone by then. I'm thank him anyway.
Poor Jay.
He just should be thanked.
No,
he's fine.
He's fine.
I wasn't poor when I left.
He wasn't poor.
And, you know, just a great time, a great moment in music history. Shout out to the Naked Box. the Naked Box.
Shout out to the Naked Box.
Very disturbing.
Yeah.
On stage, just throwing draws, and I never.
Shout out to the person that
got caught the bad draw.
Shout out to you. I know you're somewhere.
Ooh, yeah.
Traumatized.
GTD
got the draw.
I'm just happy to be here. You know. I can't think of any other place I'd rather be right now than on the R&B Money Podcast.
R&B Money Podcast.
Talking to my brother Marcus Houston, sitting with my brother Jay Valentine.
Holding a gold record.
You know, that's what we do.
I'm going to just hold this right here.
It's plastic. I wanted to make sure that you got that off.
Yeah, it just came out, fresh out the box.
Yeah.
So, brother Marcus Houston, your time is valuable.
Yes.
We appreciate you coming through.
Yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate y'all having me.
You are a true legend.
Thank you very much.
Nobody can take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Ever in a million years.
Mm-hmm.
You will be talked about for the ages. Batman or Image.
Batman.
you will continue to live on. Thank you for inspiring me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thank you for giving me levels.
I appreciate that.
To attain to.
Because a lot of people don't, you know, we in an industry where people don't give credit. And I like to give credit to you as well.
Yeah.
You know, you inspire me every day vocally.
We about flowers.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah. And when you stop learning, then you stop living.
That's right.
And so that's what we continue to do, man.
I still throw on that while you wait.
I mean, I just pull out my piano and do my thing. Another one of Jay Valentine's 1,000 ideas in the morning.
Oh, that way.
I got 20 things
while
you
should
do. Wait. Jay, I'm not going to do any of that. They hang up the phone. I call them back. Okay, I'm going to do the third. I'm going to do the third idea, you see.
Yeah. So can I throw a little, you know, just let everybody know what's going on?
Please.
Hell yeah.
Please.
Got a movie coming out.
Okay. Of course.
Wrote and produced.
Wow.
Of course.
And starred in.
Wow. Yeah. Why not?
It's called No Way Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in April.
Yeah.
So make sure.
No Way Out sound aggressive.
Like it's a little action, it's a little suspense. It's pretty dope. Me and my boy Casper Smart.
You know? Where will we be able to find it?
Tubi.
Young Casper?
Yeah.
My guy.
Tubi. Y'all can find it on Tubi.
Okay.
And if you don't know, Tubi's free. Had an ad on the Super Bowl, you know.
Mm. I've seen it.
I love it.
Yeah. I've seen it. I had people trying to figure out
what was going on with my TV.
Yeah.
We blaming Auntie Wanda because she drinking. We like, Wanda, you what got the you? Remote. She's like, I ain't touching it. So yeah, you know, shout out Tubi.
Yeah.
You know, written and directed by Chris Stokes.
I'll be
one of our 25.
I'll be expecting
one
some
of the
phone
25.
Calls.
You should, yeah.
Denzel Jr.
You should expect
we'll
some phone
be in
calls.
Movie 26.
We'll be expecting some phone calls.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
Valentine.
Okay. We'll talk.
We'll talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this has been the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. And this has been one of the authorities on all things R&B.
Yes, sir.
Not limited to R&B, but it is. Mm-hmm. Marcus Houston in the building. Make some noise, y'all.
Yeah.
R&B Money. R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.